Canto 13 by Ezra Pound. Kung walked by the dynastic temple and into the cedar grove, and then out by the lower river, and with him Qiu Chi and Tian the low-speaking. And "We are unknown," said Kung. "You will take up charioteering, then perhaps you will become known. Or perhaps I should take up charioteering or archery, or the practice of public speaking." And Sulu said, "I would put the defences in order." And Q said, "If I were lord of a province, I would put it in better order than this is." And Chi said, "I would prefer a small mountain temple, with order in the observances, with a suitable performance of the ritual." And Qian said, with his hand on the strings of his lute, the low sounds continuing after his hand left the strings, and the sound went up like smoke under the leaves. And he looked after the sound, the old swimming hole, and the boys flopping off the planks or sitting in the underbrush playing mandolins. And Kung smiled upon all of them equally. And Sang Si desired to know which had answered correctly. And Kung said, "They have all answered correctly, that is to say, each in his nature." And Kung raised his cane against Huan Zhang being his elder, for Huan Zhang sat by the roadside pretending to be receiving wisdom. And Kung said, "You old fool, come out of it, get up and do something useful." And Kung said, "Respect a child's faculties from the moment it inhales the clear air. But a man of 50 who knows nothing is worthy of no respect. And when the prince has gathered about him all the savants and artists, his riches will be fully employed." And Kung said, and wrote on the bow leaves, "If a man have not order within him, he cannot spread order about him. And if a man have not order within him, his family will not act with due order. And if the prince have not order within him, he cannot put order in his dominions." And Kung gave the words order and brotherly deference, and said nothing of the life after death. And he said, "Anyone can run to excesses. It is easy to shoot past the mark. It is hard to stand firm in the middle." And they said, "If a man commit murder, should his father protect him and hide him?" And Kung said, "He should hide him." And Kung gave his daughter to Kong Chang, although Kong Chang was in prison, and he gave his niece to Nan Yung, although Nan Yung was out of office. And Kung said, "One ruled with moderation. In his day the state was well kept, and even I can remember a day when the historians left blanks in their writings, I mean for things they didn't know. But that time seems to be passing. A day when the historians left blanks in their writings, but that time seems to be passing." And Kung said, "Without character you will be unable to play on that instrument, or to execute the music fit for the odes. The blossoms of the apricot blow from the east to the west, and I have tried to keep them from falling."